Back in 2002, just before the Griffith Park Observatory in Los Angeles closed for renovations, it announced that its long-reigning planetarium show, Laserium, would not be coming back.
The Griffith Park Observatory reopened this month without its fabled light show. Day-to-Day contributor Jennifer Sharp has this remembrance of the original laser concert that got lost in the overhaul.
Tilted back in my chair amidst a familiar crowd of after-hours misfits, I stared up into the dome's spirographic laser abstractions and tried one last time to tap into the surrogate drug high Laserium had become so famous for inducing. But maybe I'd spent too much time at my computer since I'd last communed with the show.
I don't know what's going on. It's just fantastic, all these people. In my head tonight, I just had to come up here.
Laserium.
Really dizzy.
A live laser beam light concert under the stars in the Griffith Planetarium.
It was the truth.
A cosmic outer space journey into your mind.
Laserium was born in 1973 at the Griffith, who donated the planetarium's empty Monday nights on a trial basis to an avant-garde filmmaker obsessed with the beauty of lasers. And by the end of Laserium's first month there, a crowd of 500 had been turned away from the door.
It really flipped out.
It was terrible. Some psychedelic nut went on the trip.
Laserium, the world's only laser light concert, every Monday at Griffith Observatory. Be prepared.
By 1978, Laserium had become an international planetarium phenomenon, reaching an approximate 20 million people in 46 cities. And yet now, almost 33 years to the day of Laserium's debut, the Griffith Park Observatory had reopened, and no one seemed to report anything missing.
Well, Mark and Michelle, they really seem to love it. In fact, I haven't heard anyone say anything bad about the park at all.
I called the observatory's director, Dr. Ed Krupp, whose new, more educationally minded planetarium show, centered in the universe, has been selling out.
There was not a public outcry, oh no, you're not letting Laserium, but that we actually got very little response.
But I finally found at least one person who felt differently about it.
I actually had a tinge of sadness. The fact that we're not reopening there, I guess, was a little bit of a stab in my soul.
Ivan Dreyer, the undisputed father of Laserium, led me down the dark hallway of his Van Nuys headquarters.
This is a blacklight mural.
And opened the door to the last remaining Laserium venue in the world, a domeless room in the back crammed with thrift store couches and office chairs lined up to face a screen.
This is our temporary theater arrangement.
Sitting next to a weathered lighting console, Dreyer remembered spending time at the Griffith Observatory as a teenager.
Working the gift shop, picking up the pegs in the pendulum pit.
And then he'd returned in his mid-30s.
We took a small laser and put on a record. 45 minutes later, we turned the record over and sat for another 45 minutes watching this because it was so entrancing.
Despite his long-standing love for the observatory, somewhere along the way, he'd started to feel its physical limitations holding Laserium back.
We were not able to have a really good sound system because they had a plaster dome and they were afraid it would fall down if we had subwoofers in there.
But at long last, Laserium will finally get to stretch out when it moves its fog machines, concert sound system, and expanded interactive repertoire into Long Beach's Spruce Goose Dome this January.
That dome is about six times the size of the Griffith Dome.
To demonstrate the power of the new equipment he'll be using there, Dreyer held up a piece of wood to a laser beam he never could have used at the Griffith.
This is our reincarnation.
A few seconds later, it began to smolder. In Los Angeles, I'm Jennifer Sharp.